السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, if a person wants to succeed in both worlds and wants to secure success, there are three very important steps that a person has to take. The first step is known as acquiring knowledge, the step of ilm. That whatever we do, it should be based upon sound knowledge. And I'm referring to the sound knowledge that is known as the divine knowledge. Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it very clear in the glorious Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That person that has knowledge cannot be the same as that person that does not have knowledge. There is a difference between them. One person is equipped with light, with guidance, with a direction, and the other person has no direction. That's why the Prophet of Allah made it very clear and said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ وَمُسْلِمَةٍ. That to attain knowledge is compulsory upon a male and a female. And further, the ulama have elaborated upon this and have said that the laws that are incumbent upon a human being that are known as compulsory, the knowledge of them or the attainment of the knowledge of those laws is compulsory as well. And the laws that are wajib, the knowledge of those laws becomes wajib as well. And the ahkamat that are based upon the sunnah, the acquiring of that knowledge becomes sunnah. But every Muslim brother and sister should have sufficient knowledge that can get them through the day. That whenever they come to any station in life, they know how to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is the first step, the step of ilm. The second step is very important as well, and that is known as the step of amal. A person cannot avail from his ilm if he does not practice what he knows. So that's why they say that we should ask Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance that, O Allah, grant us secure knowledge and give us the ability and the inner strength to establish your laws in our daily life. That's why when we study the glorious Quran, we come to know that Allah Rabbul Izzat has attached success with two important ingredients. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. One is iman, and that is conviction and true belief. And the second is virtuous deeds. It means the practice of the ilm. If ilm in itself was a guarantee to success, it will grant the Satan success. Because he was a alim, but he was not ba'amal. He knew, he had knowledge, but he did not practice upon that knowledge. That's why it is very, very important that the ilm that we have, we should practice it. Some people present this argument in the Muslim world that this person is an alim, he has spent 9 years, his accountability will be very, very hard on the Day of Judgment. That is a fair argument. But it does not mean that a normal Muslim will not be accountable for his actions. Based upon the knowledge that the Muslim has, he will be questioned. Every Muslim in the world knows that he has to establish the 5 daily prayers. Every Muslim in the world knows that backbiting is haram, lying is haram, forsaking the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat is haram, to turn your back on the Quran is haram, to forsake the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah is haram. Everyone knows that basic knowledge. And based upon that, he will be questioned. So it is very, very important that the ilm that we have, we put it into practice. As we say in Urdu, usko amali jama pehna lo. Amali jama pehna lo. When we study the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, we come to know that he learned Suratul Baqarah in 2 years. Now these people were selected people by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they had great capacity and potential, and that's why Allah selected them to be the Sahaba of the Prophet of Allah. One child that is Ajam, that is not even from an Arab background, he sits in the madrasa and he learns the entire Quran in 2 years. And sometimes less than 2 years. So how does Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an learn Suratul Baqarah in 2 years? So the ulama have said that when he completed Suratul Baqarah, you could find Suratul Baqarah, the longest surah in the Quran, in his daily life. He had practiced every verse of Suratul Baqarah. And that's why it has been related that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he learned Suratul Baqarah in 8 years. Meaning that he had the knowledge, he placed it to memory, but at the same time he practiced every hukam of Suratul Baqarah. So that's why it is very, very important that whatever we know, we try to practice it. Sometimes it becomes hard for us because of our weaknesses, because of our deficiency, because of our lack of interest, that we do not practice what we know. So at least consider that to be a mistake. At least turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and say, "Oh Allah, I know this is unlawful. I know this is unlawful, but I am not in the position right now to forsake this. Because I don't have that inner strength, that ability. I am weak in iman. Oh Allah, improve my iman. Improve the condition of my iman. Allow me to forsake this action that is unlawful and engage in that action that is lawful." But what I want to speak about today and in the coming weeks is the third step. And that is very, very important. If we want to maximize the reward of our effort, we have to attain the third step. If a person does not attain the third step, he has ilm and he does amal, but he is deprived of the third important ingredient that maximizes or beautifies our actions, that person will be deprived on the Day of Judgment. And that in Arabic is known as ikhlas, sincerity. And the opposite of ikhlas is known as riya, that is to do an act for name and fame and for show. So it is very, very important to understand what are the hindrances, what are the obstacles that do not allow us to attain ikhlas, by which we can beautify and strengthen our a'mal. We have to first of all know that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made it very, very clear, and the first hadith that has been mentioned in Bukhari is innamal a'malu bin niyyat. That is not the hadith, that is a part of the hadith. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That all actions are based upon the intention.